Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Why are there so many different interpretations of the Bible? That's the headline. In a moment, David James comes to this microphone with biblical input on this issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Briefly discuss why there are so many different interpretations of certain Bible passages since Scripture was inspired by the Holy Spirit and we as believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit to teach us the Word.
First of all, the Bible isn't a theology textbook. The finite trying to understand the infinite in many cases, and we need to remember that even Peter commented that some of what Paul wrote was difficult to understand, and of course, we're all on a spiritual journey, and it takes decades to begin to really understand some of the deeper things of the Spirit of God. You know, none of us really approach the Bible with a completely unbiased and open mind. We come to the biblical text with our own personality and worldview and philosophy. You know, there is room for good and godly men, including some of the best Bible teachers and scholars, to agree to disagree that they might not agree 100% on absolutely everything.
David, what would you say are a few of the biggest obstacles to arriving at a correct interpretation of any given Bible passage?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems that so many people engage in or that they're plagued by is they jump to interpretation before they sufficiently observe the text. Actually, most of the Bible doesn't need to be interpreted. Rather, it needs to be accepted. And that's a big problem for a lot of people, and they're not paying attention to what the text actually says. The other is there's a gap between the mind of the author and our own. There's what he and his audience knew that we have to try to recreate that world in our mind from the text and the historical context. And then, of course, there are language barriers that include the vocabulary of the original languages. And many have a lack of a comprehensive knowledge of the Bible as a whole, and we can take a lifetime trying to put all these things together. And so on any given topic, there can be many other passages that would shape our understanding of the passage we're studying, but we're just not aware of them because we don't have this more comprehensive knowledge of the Bible. And finally, one of the things that you and I talk about all the time on this program is a failure to use a consistently literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic, a method of interpretation. So all of these things can become barriers, even though we're looking at an inspired text and all believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
David James with a biblical approach to interpreting the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David James actually laid out a system by which we can come to an understanding of what God is telling us in His Word, the Bible. Remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God through the Holy Spirit, and it is profitable for each of us. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. We must study His Word to know how to live in this world today. But also, we need to know what the future holds for us, and we can study that in His prophetic word, which is one-third of the Bible. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...